Good morning, everybody. You guys have sent me some incredible, but I would say believable testimonies. After yesterday's episode of Pastor Mike Online, I was talking about strange, mysterious creatures, sightings that people have testified of, or UFO encounters. And if you want the background information on that, then go to YouTube, go to Facebook, Facebook.com/ Pastor Mike Online, or go to my YouTube channel, Michael Hoggard. Go to our Bethel Church Sermon Audio page, sermonaudio.com/Bethel. And you'll be able to see the background and the scriptures that I provide for this. These are not just bizarre, strange people who were drunk or stoned or crazy. These are, in at least one guy that I'm going to read his testimony. This man is a Navy veteran. He is a trained observer. He knows what to look for, and he testifies of what he saw. And so after doing a lot of research, hearing a lot of testimony from lost people, I felt that I wanted to share testimony from God's people. Now, do I know absolutely 100% that everybody's telling me the truth? No. But because of what I know from the scriptures, because of the spiritual realm that at times makes its presence known in our world in front of our eyes, I know that from the Bible, and I know it that what these people are telling me, it is possible that they are indeed telling the truth. So let me give you, this is just, I'm going to say less than 24 hours worth of testimony. As more come in, I will try to share that as I'm able to. Now, again, I'm keeping the names private. If you, after listening to this, you would like to share your testimony, send me an email, PastorMikeOnline@gmail.com. Here is one testimony. A few weeks after being born again, I like that statement, I saw a huge 9-foot-tall black minotaur type creature with bright red eyes standing in my kitchen. Now, I believe that's possible. When you look in the scripture, Ezekiel chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 6, Revelation chapter 4, Revelation chapter 13, and other places in the scripture, we know that spirits, angels, devils, gods with a little g, they often have appearances where two or more earth species are hooked together in the same body. In Ezekiel chapter 1, you have the four living creatures. They have the appearance of man, which means the science word for that would be humanoid. They have the appearance of a man, but they had, one had the face of an ox, the face of an eagle, the face of a lion, and the face of a man. So when this person says a minotaur, I believe it's possible. They go on to say, then about a year ago, myself and my son, I happen to know this person, were in the back garden and saw a bright multicolored star moving around in the sky. We watched for about an hour. It danced all over the place. That also, Ezekiel chapter 1, the living creatures had the ability to run and return as fast as lightning. Then more recently, I had been at work, came home, sat down, chatted with my family, and when I started to feel extremely uncomfortable and uneasy, then suddenly, as if in my spirit, I saw a huge, horrid dog with sharp teeth dash towards me, snarling and gaping, opening its mouth as it seemed to run right through me. I felt sick to my stomach and started pleading the blood of Jesus. My family wondered what had happened, but it was as though I had sensed the creature in my spirit. Again, this is one of our watchers' testimony, and I can't say 100% that I know they're telling the truth, but I can say 100% that what this person is saying can be seen in the scripture. Here is another one. 4 summers ago, I witnessed, along with two others, a huge group of red orbs flying across the sky, heading from west to east over St. Paul, Minnesota, around 9:30 in the evening. They were silent and came in small groups, and we estimated the count to be from 200 to 300, and it took a good 20 minutes from the start to finish. Now, that's a long encounter. My friend is a photographer and shot pictures as they were passing overhead. I do not have those pictures, but if this is your testimony, I would love to see those pictures. It was very much a mystery to us at the time and followed up with internet search to see what may have been documented previously. Your series on this topic is excellent. Thank you and God bless you. Here's another one. This person actually said that their sighting was reported on the MUFON website. MUFON stands for Mutual UFO Network. My wife and I saw this exact thing that is reported on MUFON. We did not report this because we don't want people to think we're crazy. And that's just it. When you say, I saw a creature, I saw something I can't explain, I saw a UFO, people think you're nuts. But I'm telling you, these appearances are going to increase more and more in the coming days. And these experiences are recorded for us in Scripture. So they continue to say, but we are crazy because we believe in Jesus as our Savior and we believe God and His Word, the Bible. So this is on the Mutual UFO Network, and they actually gave me a link to that particular case. This big bright light appeared in the distance during our bonfire. The light or ships was one ship, then it made formations very quickly in the blink of an eye. Ezekiel chapter 1. It split into four lights very quickly. These descriptions below describe exactly what we saw. It formed a pyramid-type object. Again, many UFO encounters, they are telling that the object they saw or objects appeared as a triangle or a triangular-shaped object in the sky. It formed a pyramid-type object to an arrow, straight line, and other and various others, back to one light in seconds. Hard to believe, but these people on MUFON saw the same exact thing that we witnessed that night. And I have the, they gave me a screen capture from the Mutual UFO Network. And let's see if I can find the date on this. Looks like 10/12/2013. So a recent encounter. Here's another one. About 10 years ago, I was sitting at a stoplight when a very strong reflective light caught my left eye. I looked up and there was a silver disc floating. The light from the sun was hitting off of it and I stared at it for minutes. This stoplight was red for an unusually long time. This was a stoplight that was typically always green. I continued staring at it when it shot up so fast, similar to how the UFO beamed up in Jerusalem. I knew for an absolute fact that this was a UFO. Now, they're referencing a video that I showed the other day. You can find this on YouTube. Type in UFO over Jerusalem. And you will see four different videos, cameras, captured the exact same UFO event. This thing came down, hovered over the Dome of the Rock mosque in Jerusalem, then pulsed out about two or three sharp lights, and then boom! That thing was gone. So this person had saw the video that I showed the other day, and that's what brought them to mind. Another one says, Hi, Pastor Mike. About 15 years ago, my mother and stepfather were driving home on a dark country road that had no other traffic. They saw a large UFO flying low on the side of their car, and it kept up with them for a while. Then it shot off and disappeared. So, again, appreciate that testimony. Here's one. A man sent me this that was the testimony of his father, and it was actually written about in either a UFO book or a UFO magazine, and they sent me the capture or photograph of that. The article says, they belong to the Lord, as explained by the prophet Ezekiel. For 6 months during the winter of 1968-69, a certain man, I'll leave the name out, was a well driller, watched UFOs play practically every night around his home in eastern North Carolina. He said, I actually grew tired of looking at them. They became so numerous and so routine, he told this reporter recently. Anytime after dark, I could go outside and see them. Many other people around here saw them too. Kepler knows the UFOs were aware of him because they responded to overtures, watched him, and possibly followed him, photographed him. I've heard that before in some cases, whether people see a strange creature or an unidentified flying object. It's as if they wanted to be seen. It's as if they knew that the watcher was watching them, and that's what they wanted. No way to explain that. It's just a feeling you get. He is convinced that they were on the verge of communication on at least one encounter. Let's see here. This man describes himself as a self-educated sixth grade dropout and a lifelong Baptist. He's lived most of his life in the native rural area of North Carolina, Rowan County. I'll give that place. But anyway, he says they belong to the Lord, as explained by the prophet Ezekiel. And that's exactly. If you want to read this from the Bible, read Ezekiel chapter 1, read Ezekiel chapter 10. The Bible says, let's see if I can pull that up real quick. The chariots of the Lord are 20,000, even thousands of angels. So I believe that these things are living beings of some kind that are interdimensional. They can appear in our reality. And when you say spirits, go read Genesis 18, because the three men that showed up at Abraham's house, one of them was the Lord, the other two were angels. We know that from the next chapter. And the Bible says that Abraham washed their feet and fed them. Tangible. I believe it. Here's another one. Approximately 12 years ago, I was at a friend's house who was a practicing and self-proclaimed witch. She would burn sage and call on the spirits to show themselves. I happen to know who this person is, not the witch, but I know the person who's giving this. Well, one night, that spirit showed itself. We were watching a DVD when all of a sudden the TV went staticky and then black. A figure that was unclothed, I only saw its upper chest and up, appeared. It contorted its head and spun it to look at me. When Harry Potter, talking about the movie, came out, I saw a commercial for it. This thing looked very similar to Voldemort. If you know anything about the Harry Potter books or film, I know who that is. It had no hair, no ears that I could see, no nose, big black eyes, and a mouth that was black, no teeth, no lips. Now, you might think, well, they got that from Harry Potter and they imagined it, or that's they was in a dream and it came to their mind or whatever. Understand that people who make movies and people who write books about witchcraft and the occult are led by spirits when they write and describe what it is that their imagination wants them to write. These spirits sort of give ideas and impressions, just like we as Bible believers. We are led by the Spirit of God. We're led by the Word of God. They're led by devils. So it doesn't surprise me that the appearance of an actual evil spirit happens to match something that somebody wrote about in a book about wizards. So I get it. Freaked me out pretty good, so I left home and went to bed. That night I had a nightmare of my friend and I doing a seance. I woke up and was being choked by what felt like a gravitational pull or some kind of plastic bag. I tried screaming, but no noise was coming out. I struggled for a while, then it got off me. I tried turning on the light, but the light would not turn on. I could hear a growling noise coming from the closet. These devils told me to kill myself, that I was a good person and I could be with God. That's a lie. I mean, not that they're a good person. Suicide is a lie. Don't believe devils. Or don't believe whatever is telling you to take your own life. It's not biblical. Don't do it. Call to God. God can fix any problem you have. You don't need to end your life. These devils told me to kill myself. I ran into the kitchen, grabbed a Ginsu cutting knife, because it's guaranteed to be sharp, to throw into my throat when the voice of God told me to put it down. I threw it and got on my knees and prayed. By the way, when I looked at the clock, it was 3:33 a.m. I get that. I get it. And I believe you. Now, again, this is more than likely sounds like at a time when this person was not right with God. I'll say it that way. So it doesn't surprise me, especially having a friend. When you have a friend that's a witch, they're going to see stuff, I guarantee you, and you probably will too. Here's another one. About 15 years ago, my mother and stepfather were driving home on a dark country road that had no other traffic. They saw a large UFO flying on the side of their car, and it kept up with them for a while. Then it shot off and disappeared. Now, that's all that I have in this one, but I believe you. Here's another one. And again, these names I'm keeping private because, especially in this one, only two family members know about this because I was afraid people would think I was nuts if I told them. I have one witness to the incident that took place well over 20 years ago, and that is my mother, because she was in the house at the time and I lived with her. This is what happened. I was in my 20s, and at that time I was not right with the Lord. One night I had just gone to bed and I was laying there, and all of a sudden I felt something up on the foot of the bed. It startled me. Without moving, I glanced toward the foot of the bed, but I didn't see anything. Then a sudden terrifying feeling came over me. I was so scared I could not move. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but I felt something step on me. You're not the only one that I've heard that from. It felt like several feet, like it was crawling or something. I laid there frozen in fear. I felt the bed move with each step as it crawled up my legs and onto my chest. And I'm telling you right now, it was heavy, and I knew something so utterly evil was present and standing on me. I can't remember ever being that scared. My only thought was Jesus. That's a good thought. So I tried to say, get out of here in Jesus' name. But when I got to, the name Jesus, my mouth went shut and I couldn't speak and still couldn't move. I believe that. I believe it. They are afraid of the name Jesus. They're afraid of it. Let's see here. It was like a force had taken hold of my mouth, but I was thinking it, and in a split second, the thing was gone. See, I believe you can cry out to the Lord from your heart, and that's what you did. I never saw what it was, but I know it crawled. It was sheer evil, and it was heavy standing on me. After it left, I was very weak and tried to call for my mother, but had a hard time speaking. Finally, I screamed, Ma! Now her room was on the other side of the house, but I must have screamed loud enough for her to hear because she came running. She said I scared her to death. I told her what happened, and I was crying. She was freaked out. The other person who knows about this is one of my sisters. She says she thinks I was dreaming, but I know for a fact I wasn't. So there it is. Nothing like that ever happened to me again after that night. It was just so horrible. I know you were wanting stories about what people saw, but thought maybe you would want to hear this. God bless you, Pastor Mike. Good show today. Thank you for that, and I believe you. I do. Here's another one. Hi, Pastor Mike. First, thank you for all you do, and God bless you. I saw an object in the sky that resembled a spider-like flying object a few years ago. The Bible word for that is creeping things. Right? Seriously, creeping things. Look that up. We know, according to the book of Jude, how certain people infiltrate movements, godly denominations or churches or prayer groups or Bible studies or families. Certain men crept in unawares. This object hovered over a golf course behind our house, and it had arm-like appendages with orange lights, orange, or I would suggest maybe the color of amber. Read Ezekiel 1 is why I say that. At the end of each appendage, I immediately rebuked it in the name of Jesus, and it disappeared. I believe you. My friend has seen a bat-like creature hanging from a steeple of a church twice, looking to the north direction with huge wings and a tail. I believe you. He is also a minister and rebuked it, and it disappeared. I believe these appearances were demonic apparitions because they disappeared as soon as rebuked in Jesus' name. You can tell the stories, but please keep my name anonymous. Oh, is that your name, Anonymous? Sorry. I will continue to rebuke anything that appears like these, and I know Jesus is with us, and he does remove them as we ask him. Read Psalm 91. He that abideth in the secret place God's going to protect you. Thank you for your time. I appreciate that. Here's another one. Pastor Mike, I spoke with my minister friend who saw the serpent-like bat creature, and he gave me some more detail. Same person here. He was driving past this full gospel church in our small town and had to stop at the corner for a stoplight. This happened in midday. He looked over at the church steeple. It is an old church with a traditional steeple. And he saw what was like a dragon slash serpent and a bat with huge wings and was about 7 to 8 foot tall, hanging with one limb around the steeple and looking directly at the north. And his serpent-like tail and one arm-like appendage was held high in the air and he waved in the wind. This minister saw this apparition twice coming back from the large town in Ohio. Both times this appeared on the steeple when he had to stop at the stoplight. The creature was deep black in color with reddish amber eyes. Ezekiel 1. He said it was the ugliest thing he had ever seen. He knew it was demonic and rebuked it in Jesus' name and pled the blood of Jesus and it disappeared. Two different occasions he experienced this. He felt it was a principality over that church or town. Ephesians chapter 6. The spider-like huge craft I saw was seen at night and hovered near our house that was near a golf course, and the amber-slash-orange lights caught my attention in the door walls of our living room. The middle was a large round base with appendages extending outward. There were six of these appendages with the large lights on each end of the appendages. I rebuked it in the name of Jesus and pled the blood of Jesus, and it did not fly away. It suddenly disappeared like it vaporized. The guy that I shared his testimony yesterday that saw the Mothman in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, said he started pleading the blood of Jesus, and that thing did, it just kind of vanished away. I have not seen it again. Thank God. It had no sound associated with it. It was silent. We had wooded areas behind the house, and it was above the tree line, an area known as a place great horned owls camp out in the trees to catch rodents and rabbits. Study owls in your King James Bible. We often saw owls swoop down from trees to a creek bed at night. It was a creepy experience, but the Holy Spirit gave me peace and instructed me what to do immediately. That's what God does. Just trying to clarify the other email I sent before this. Please keep our names anonymous. I did it again. I said your name is anonymous. Sorry about that. Anyway, here is another one. Let's see here. There's some details I'm not going to read here. My brother and I used to go to my mom's house often. I would stay till midnight and leave my brother there. About a week after Halloween one year, I went over to my mom's house as usual. And since my husband didn't have to work, he came later in his truck. That night going home, it was very foggy and we were driving slow. I was going around a small curve and there was a man standing with his feet on the pavement. I swerved out around him and he never moved a muscle. I went home and called the police because I was afraid maybe he was drunk or high or would get hit by a car in the fog. I told my mom about him the next day and told her he didn't look like he was of this world. He looked ungodly. He was white as a sheet of paper and never moved when my car approached him. Mom said she would like to see it so she could get a good look. Well, a few years passed, and we never talked about it. And one evening, about a week after Halloween, she was at my house and left at almost dark. She called me when she got home and told me she saw what she calls the ghost. I asked her if she stopped to look, and she said, "No way, I sped up and prayed. He wasn't at the other end of the road." Pastor Mike, that creature wasn't of this world. Pastor, I'm a Christian woman. I don't do drugs. And I'm saying, thank God after seeing this, you're not doing drugs now. I believe you. I believe you. I believe. We know from the Bible that spirits can be seen in this world at their will. And I believe that this kind of stuff is going to increase. Here's another one. A lady from the Netherlands. She says, "I'm a follower of your channel on YouTube. I appreciate that. When just watching your last video called Disclosure the day after, I just had to write you immediately. And even now the video is at 11:45. I paused it to write you. Thank you for that. Forgive me. My English, by the way, it's not very good." Well, I can tell you already it's a lot better than most people in America who text message. You're asking in the beginning of the video if there's anyone who saw some kind of Batman figure in his or her life. I did. Yes, I saw the devil, her words. That is what I'm calling it all of my life. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, walking in the forest with my parents, I remember I was a little behind them. My parents were in front of me talking to each other, and I picked up something from the ground, a flower or something, and then it was there. I looked up at the sky, and I saw him hanging above me. It was huge, dark red, winged bat man with two horns on his head, looking straight into my eyes and laughing at me. This creature was laughing at me, and I could see it hated me. It was so huge that in my memory, it filled up half the sky. So big it was. It laughed at me. I knew it hated me. And at the moment when I saw it, I started screaming loud and running to my parents. I told them I just saw the devil. My mother said I was terrified and in shock. I must have been, because I do remember it as if it was yesterday. To me, it looked like a man with huge wings. Again, Ezekiel 1, Revelation chapter 4, humanoid is the word that we use now, but the Bible says that they have the appearance of a man. If you have any questions about this, then let me know, because I had much more paranormal experiences in my life. If you're hearing me read this, even though I've answered your email, send me more. Because I will certainly, if I don't use them immediately, I'll put them in my storage place and keep them for a future time.
Here's one from a Navy veteran. In fact, there's several here. He says, first of all, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, risen in the flesh, the second Adam, and I am a King James Bible believer.
Yes.
In fact, I've been watching your videos for several years now. So you're the one. I appreciate that. I truly desire to fully comprehend this UFO phenomenon. Good. First encounter was on board ship, and he actually gives the name of the ship. Just off the coast of Mayport, Florida. This was a metallic sphere about twice the size of a softball, which was seemingly whizzing around in an intelligent manner, inspecting the deck and bridge. I reported immediately to the bridge and was told by the quartermaster that this thing is common and they don't log these occurrences. In fact, mariners, I was told, see these metallic orbs all the time. Now that I believe. And I also believe that you were told that they don't log these. You know, you guys in the military, you're supposed to be protecting a nation and you go report what is an obvious threat. I mean, if anybody down here went looking over your ship, flying around your ship or whatever, looking at it, they'd shoot the guy down. Here's the second encounter. He was driving home to Mayport after hunting a craft about three times the size of an F-14. Started blinking as it was coming in closer to the road. It finally hovered almost over the car in full view. It was absolutely terrifying. It would blink on and blink off. It had four orange lights on the bottom at first. Then the whole thing began to glow orange, pink, and then blue. Lousy choice of colors if you ask me, but I'm not an alien, so what do I know? It was so close I could see that it had what happened to be, or what appeared to be, a skin, and I get that, like, it was covered with some sort of covering, and the top was quote-unquote painted black. A door opened at the bottom, and I could see inside the craft. I could see metal ribs inside the craft. I had slammed on the brakes and immediately sought to pop the trunk and open fire on it, although a deer rifle would have been useless probably, unless it was a deer. Since I felt in mortal peril, but then decided not to leave the car since I didn't know what would happen next if I did or what kind of creatures I would encounter. I truly believe this craft was designed for warfare. My cousin was with me also and saw the whole thing as well. I want to warn you again, these things are absolutely terrifying. He says it had a radiator-like structure on the front of it, but overall it was diamond-shaped. Now, when researching UFOs, I can easily see which photographs are probably real because they have a structure that sort of looks like a car radiator on the front. sort of like a jet engine intake, but ribbed. I believe this structure is the key to how they cloak or move between dimensions or travel. I know this thing was not of this world. I'm sorry, but it wasn't. There was no sound, and it turned about 160 degrees or so and shot up back to the sky at lightning speed. No sound. That is commonly reported, the idea of no sound. The third sighting was on base. I was at home eating lunch and left to drive back to the ship when a large white tic-tac-like object. When the ATIP program at the Pentagon released those videos to the New York Times, if you remember, I featured that. That's what they called that object, was the tic-tac. Same thing. It's a tic-tac-like object about the size of two helicopters overall, flew right over the base housing. I chased it in the car, and it hovered over the lake right against officer housing, and there were a couple of people that parked their cars and got out to look. I saw it as it seemed to wobble and ascend into a storm cloud, which seemed to open a hole for it to go right into it. Remember what I've been saying about Christ coming in the clouds and Antichrist? Since these many years, I have sought to understand this. Forgive me, but I do not believe I saw angels or demons. In fact, I find it interesting that UFO conferences are filled with ex-military intelligence professionals. I believe the military wants the anti-gravity technology, and a lot of deception goes on because of counterintelligence trying to draw one of them and to capture one alive. I absolutely think that. In fact, the whole ATIP program run by Lou Elizondo, they were not interviewing civilians and their UFO accounts. They were interviewing military only. And the whole program was designed to see whether or not the United States Defense Department could get its hands on this technology to use it for our defense or who knows. But I agree with you. Thank you for that. And thank you for serving your country. Here's one from Alabama. I was at a football game with my dad. So it was a football that you saw. Just kidding. Before you ask, no, the UFO was not telling us to have a good year on the side of it. I get that one. We weren't in the stadium yet. We were in Auburn, Alabama, and I was probably about 13 or 14, so this would have been about 1990. We were walking down the sidewalk, down a hill on campus, headed towards the stadium. Both sides of the street are lined with big oak trees, just to give you a picture, and looking ahead of you would be the name of the stadium that he went to in Auburn, Alabama. On a football Saturday, there are easily 100,000 people on campus, so we weren't walking alone. Anyone who's been to an SEC football game can probably picture this scenario. Yes, been there. At any rate, as we were walking, I looked up and saw some kind of aircraft that I have never seen before or since in my entire life. Right across the sky from left to right, not far above the stadium, this thing flew by. Immediately, I looked at my dad, who looked at me and said, "Did you see that?" "Yeah, what was that?" I looked around and everybody was just walking normally and doing their thing. We're the only ones that saw it. One of the reasons is because if you had not been just looking in that spot at that moment, you wouldn't have seen it. It was absolutely silent. There it is again. And was fast as a jet. Remember the oak trees I mentioned? Well, when it passed by, and I looked at Dad and the other people and was kind of realizing what was happening, probably 5 or 6 seconds has passed by. I knew that that on the other side of those oak trees, 15 feet from us, you could see the entire sky as far as the eye can see. I immediately ran around the trees to see the thing in the wide open sky, and it was gone. It was absolutely nowhere. No aircraft we have on Earth can do that, at least that we know about. Now, as I mentioned, telling this story has not ever brought me anything but grief most of the time. You are not alone. You are not alone. Which is why I'm not reading the names. These people, and a lot of people who see things, whether it be creatures that you'll never find at the zoo or things like this, they're ridiculed. It's like they could lose their job over stuff like this because people think they're nuts. He said, however, my dad, who I saw this thing with, corroborated my story to my friends all my life and to my wife before he died. The reason why that's a big deal is because my dad was a pastor for 30 years, and I don't know of anyone who ever knew him to tell a lie, do drugs, or take even one sip of alcohol. If I was crazy or just making it up, Dad would have told on me. But we saw it together, so it wasn't hallucination, and we both back each other up, so it's not a lie. I don't know what it was or what it is. It was a silver-looking disc-shaped craft with lights that were turned off, but we're rotating around in a circle around the side I was looking at. I get that picture. Again, it made no sound and was at least as fast as any jet. When I first saw it, I thought it had to be a big toy someone had made, but it was too high for remote control in 1990 and way too fast. And then I knew for sure it was something else when it was completely gone in the open sky. Thank you. Again, thank you. I believe you. Here's another one. I got about two more left. I just finished watching your Disclosure the Day After video, and it is fantastic. I love the relevant, revealing scriptural quotes. We live in perilous times, and the deception grows, the tentacles becoming longer and more treacherous. I have reason to believe in what is rising and falling into this world. I was highly imaginative as a child. I would say unusual things to my parents, like there were other rooms in the house in which we lived that were churches with torches on the walls. Okay, that's a little weird. I would see strange animals, giant birds and rabbits, which seemed evil to me. My parents were mystified, but put it down to my being an avid reader and classic monster movie buff. As I grew up, I was fascinated by anything about the occult, UFOs, cryptids, which is cryptozoology. Cryptic animals. You'll never see them at the zoo. Or at least on this planet. Anyway, I eventually became pagan. I studied symbols. I researched Carl Jung's theories on archetypes. I was a tarot card reader and astrologer for many years. I had episodes of lucid flights of fancy, out-of-body occurrences, sleep paralysis, night terrors, and old-fashioned nightmares as well. You had devils all over you, trying to imprison you. These I was able to examine and integrate or dismiss after time. However, one experience I've never forgotten. The thought of it is absolutely crystal clear, even though now, even after 20 years, it was no dream. My ex-husband and I were living in a downstairs apartment. He was working nights at the time. The windows were open. Curtains were moving occasionally with a breeze. I had been reading and then shut the light off and fell asleep. It seemed no more than minutes later, I half woke and became aware that the sheet over me was being very slowly pulled off of me toward the foot of the bed. I first thought confusedly that I had been thrashing about and causing this, but then realized with a sickening lurch of the stomach that I was absolutely still. The room was semi-dark. The only light, the ambient glow from the street lights outside the house, but shapes were clearly discernible. I looked toward the end of the bed and I saw two beings, soft silver, about 4 feet tall at the most. They had large heads with great black eyes, clearly evident in the dark. There was the smell of something vaguely spicy, like cinnamon almost. I have read that before. I could still feel the sheet sliding, yet they were not moving that I could see. I knew instantly that they were evil. From somewhere deep inside, a rage awoke me, and then I told them that I would not go with them, absolutely not. My entire body was trembling with indignation at the invasion of my privacy. Given my normally quiet persona, this amazes me even today. I felt what I can only describe as astonishment from them. It was very evident that they were not used to this. I told them to get out. They turned very slowly and looked at one another. Then I noticed them fading away. I reached over and turned on the lamp. I saw the sheet was almost at the foot of the bed. I was shaking now, fear flooding me again. I was covered in cold sweat. Would you listen to the amount of detail that these people are giving to their experiences. This is not vague remembrances at all. They remember, and smell is a very powerful, we always remember smells. Can you smell your grandma's house right now? See? Okay. So anyway, when my ex, I'm assuming now ex-husband arrived home an hour or so later, I told him about it and he laughed and said I had a lucid dream. Pastor Mike, this was no dream. Believe me, I'm an expert on my dreams, and those beings were vicious, evil things, and they were real. They do not have to try to be evil. They are evil itself. It was not until many years later and many more of life's experiences that I asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart and was born again. Amen. I'm firmly convinced that it was not my voice, but His, Christ, that told them to leave me alone that faraway summer night. I'm crying writing this because I am so unworthy. The consciousness of my sinful nature is so strong, and yet the Lord Jesus Christ loves me with an everlasting love that followed me through all the devilry I lived. This is why when people tell me they've seen Bigfoot, Mothman, whatever, I would never scoff. If you've ever really been in close contact with one of the strange, alien, evil beings who are roaming this planet more and more now, you do not have mocking left in you. They are truly rising and falling into this world, and they are out for destruction and damnation. Again, I believe you. And hopefully, many of you others will believe the stories. And if you don't, that's up to you. But what I said yesterday, I say again now. The Bible does not call you a liar on these cases. The Bible is true. We know it's true. And everything the Bible says is true. And that's what we trust. That's our anchor to reality. So whatever deceptions are out there in the world, and people lie about stuff like this. People, for some reason, they think this, they want fame or whatever. They want people to notice them for bizarre. Some people like to get beat up because it gets them attention. So people make this stuff up because they want that kind of attention. These people don't. In some cases, they haven't told anybody except for me. And I'm holding, as a pastor, I'm holding their confidence not to reveal who they are, but only what they said. If you wrote me, it's because you know you heard me say, I'll tell your story. That's why you wrote me. But several of them asked me specifically, don't give their names. So I'm honoring that. And I want you to know that I don't think you're goofy. I don't think, well, you might be for other reasons, but not for this. And God knows whether or not you're telling the truth or not. And the truth is not out there. It's in here. The more you become acquainted with this book, the better off you're going to be, because the lies that are being told are growing exponentially. The science of today was magic 100 years ago. The science of tomorrow is magic today. That's how fast we're moving in this world toward 2 Thessalonians 2:11, Ephesians 6, the evil day that Paul talked about. I appreciate the stories. I will try to convey more as time allows, but I wanted God's people's voice to be heard. And I'm glad and thankful and humbled and honored that you chose me to be that voice. God bless you. We'll see you next time.